Okay, here we go. There we go. FBS's favourite hymn or song, as voted for by an awful lot of people, an awful lot of boys, and quite a few staff, is 10,000 Reasons. What do we think, panel?
It's definitely my number one.
Is that a massive shock?
No.
No surprises here.
No, yeah.
I voted it for number one. I think it's my favourite one to sing.
Yeah, Mr. Brownie, you actually said to me 2 or 3 weeks ago, you said it's got to be 10,000 Reasons. I mean, probably half the people who voted didn't vote for it as number one, but a lot of people had it in their top five, and around about 50% of the people who voted for it as number one, which is a huge, huge triumph. It's written by Matt Redman and Jonas Myhren. Matt Redman is a singer-songwriter who's originally from Watford, but he's been writing songs for many years now. I first heard Matt Redman live about 20 years ago. He's a great songwriter. He won a Grammy Award in 2013 for this song. He wrote a book off the back of this. You can find the book in the library, which I think is called 10,000 Reasons. He's written lots of other great songs. Blessed Be Your Name is a great song. You Alone Can Rescue is one that's actually in our hymn booklet that we'll introduce at some point next year. There's loads of great Matt Redman songs to look up. Mr. Brownie, should we start with you? Why do we think people have overwhelmingly voted for this one?
I think it's a bit rocky, isn't it? It's the closest thing to modern music. I don't know if it's the most recently written out of all our hymns, is it?
I think Oh Praise the Name is the most recent.
Right.
But it's very close.
It just feels quite modern. And if you enjoy singing, you like singing this song. I remember when Mr. Burns sung it, because you taught it to us, I think probably 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. And I remember you sung it in its entirety, and it was the first time I'd heard you sing anything that wasn't tiki-taka or making horse noises. So I was blown away. I was relieved, first and foremost, that you could make other noises. And then I was just very sort of blown away by your voice with it. And then I think the boys really get behind it, and it's I think it's the loudest song we sing. I think when we talk about these songs, it feels like that's my main criteria. How loudly can I sing it?
Well, I mean, that's how you made your way onto the panel. your only qualification was enthusiasm, volume.
Miss Day, before we get into the musical side of it, what's really driving this song theologically?
The big themes in this song is it seems, again, quite personal. So we see in one of the verses where the songwriter talks about what's going on in their life and still praising God through that. We then, in verse 2, it's all about God's character, and we can see those themes throughout the Bible and in the Psalms where it talks about what God is like. And then again, in the final verse, it talks about the end of someone's life and what will happen during that and praising God throughout that.
Miss Day, is there a reason it's 10,000 reasons? Where's that number come from?
I think that is just a number, but Mr. Brown might correct me.
So I think it is just a number to quantify. It's sometimes used in the Bible, I think, to quantify, you know, a massive number that is limitless. But I think when he picks up on 10,000 years in the third verse, he's taking that from Amazing Grace, which uses the same line. So I'd imagine he's then tracked back from that to then talk about 10,000 reasons. Mm-hmm. I think he picks up a lot of Psalm 103, which begins, "Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name, praise my soul and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion." And then it goes through lots of the things that God has done. And some translations translate that as "Bless the Lord, my soul." I think I read somewhere as well that he might have been influenced by "Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven," which is one of the hymns that didn't make our top seven, but is in our hymn booklets. I know Mr. Burns really likes that one. So this is a kind of a more modern version, perhaps, of that. There's loads of versions of this that you can see on YouTube, loads of interesting versions that are quite different. So there's a really nice version from the Royal Albert Hall, from something called Prom Praise from a few years ago, where Matt Redman is there with his guitar, but he's backed by a big orchestra, and there's about 5,000 people there. Just before he sings verse 3, he says this, and I think it tells you something about what is going on when he is singing this song.
Well, we've sung a lot of hymns tonight. My favourite hymn writer was Charles Wesley. In his very last hymn he wrote, age 81 on his deathbed, it says this: "In age and feebleness extreme, who shall a helpless worm redeem? Jesus, my only hope thou art, strength of my failing flesh and heart. Oh, could I catch one smile from thee and drop into eternity?" Does anyone feel that unshakable hope and love for Jesus Christ in this place tonight? Yes, on that day when my strength.
So I think that's really helpful to hear the songwriter's views on their song and what's going on while they are singing to God. You can also see some really interesting versions where he does different structures. So there's one from Times Square in New York where he is there, he's surrounded by all the billboards and all the adverts and all the, you know, commercialism and all these kind of things. But there's a lot of people there, thousands of Christians, and he's singing this. When he gets to verse 3, he does that line, "On that day when my strength is failing," he does that really quietly. And then he repeats the whole verse really loudly. So it's got that kind of reflective hope, but also that triumphant hope. And there's also a really nice Korean version that's kind of a jazz, uses jazz chords and inversions and things. This is another one of the ones, like Be Thou My Vision, the one I play at church as the start of a service song. It just works. It just works. People sing it. People love singing it. It's so easy to sing. People pick it up really quickly. It just works really well.
Musically, it's quite simple, really. I think that's its success. If you think about the chords in the verse, yeah, it's very straightforward. 1, 5. So it's just chords 1, 4, 5, and 6, which is really common in loads of worship songs, loads of pop songs, and it's quite predictable. So I think even if you've only heard it maybe once or twice before, it's quite easy to join in and to follow along. So I think when Matt Redman wrote it, I think it's quite cleverly written. I think it's deliberately simple because he wants to make it accessible to the congregation and kind of free up their brain power, if you like, to think about the lyrics and the meaning and what's behind the song rather than having to do anything particularly complex musically.
I think the other thing he does that I like, and I think he does it in quite a few of his songs, is that in the final bit of the chorus, the final third or so, he has a note that goes up. So the highest point is always towards the end of the chorus. So it's "Sing like never before, oh my soul." That point is then the peak of the song. So you go through your verse and then you go through a chorus. And then as you get towards the end of the chorus, that is when you hit the peak. And he does that quite a lot in his songs, I think. And that's quite an effective thing to do.
If anyone wants to check out more worship music that's got a lot of really useful theology in it, lots of Matt Redman songs have a really clear and useful message. I've been a Christian for probably 25 years, and I know a lot of his songs, even from when I was a teenager, really helped shape my faith. So I think some of his early stuff as well is really worth a listen. You have to kind of forgive the 90s sound palette, but lyrically and in terms of content, there's so much really encouraging, powerful truths in his lyrics.
There's a great story that I saw in the news a few years ago of doctors who were trying out a new technique when they were putting people under, going into operations, under anesthetic, which is a hard word to say, isn't it? But when they were having a brain operation to measure the impact of the anesthetic and the impact of other things that were maybe happening, they were asked to sing a song. And the person who they were watching for this news report was a Christian, and this song had just come out, and he chose this. So as he went under, he was singing, "And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near, my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending, 10,000 years and then forevermore." It was really moving. Yeah, we can talk about whether these songs are fun to sing, whether we enjoy singing them, but these feature incredible truths. This song is saying that if you're a Christian, eternity with Jesus is ahead of you, and that is the best thing in the world. And another interesting thing about 10,000 Reasons is that when Radio 4 came in to record our whole school assembly, we chose to sing 10,000 Reasons, and that went out on Radio 4 to lots of people. I don't know how many, maybe millions of people, I don't know. But they heard, as well as hearing Mr. Ebenezer speak, they heard Mr. Burns doing a warm-up, and then they heard you boys singing 10,000 Reasons. And that was the end of the program. And I had someone message me straight afterwards saying, I've just heard the Fulham boys singing 10,000 Reasons on Radio 4. It's amazing. So there is our top seven. Let me read them out in reverse order. Number seven, Abide With Me. Number six, All Creatures of Our God and King. Number five, Ode to See the Dawn. Number four, I Cast My Mind to Calvary. I praise the name. Number three, O Lord My God, How Great Thou Art. Number two, Be Thou My Vision. And number one, 10,000 Reasons, Bless the Lord, O My Soul. And our top warm-up, we think, is Tiki Taka. So there we go. So massive thanks to our panel, to Mr. Burns. Thank you very much, sir.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure to be here.
Big thanks to Mr. Brownie.
Thank you very much, and I cannot wait to sing with you all soon.
And thanks, Miss Doe.
Yeah, thank you. It's been fun.
So, 10,000 Reasons, Bless the Lord, O My Soul, is FPS's number one 2020. Honourable mentions for the hymns that didn't make the top seven. Guide Me Over That Great Jehovah, with quite a lot of support, in eighth. Holy, 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 a relatively new one for FPS, in ninth. Thine Be the Glory, in tenth. And Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, in 11th. Interestingly, every hymn on the list had its fans. They all had at least some people who voted for them as their favourites. And as Mr. Brownie said, we're looking forward to singing with you again soon, where we'll use music, a great gift from God. See you next time. It was very tight.
I think that's the most intellectual conversation I've had in a long time. Like,